Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm dead serious. I normally don't stay locked in during the updates, Steve. But I am fascinated by whether or not you're going to upchuck here on the air. Steve's grinding. Not like normal, where he just makes it up that he's grinding. No, he those eyes are still pretty bloodshot. He had a he went after it. He got after it on St. Patrick's Day. So, yeah, stay tuned. You might hear someone throw up on the air for the first time in the history of 610 Sports Radio. Making history here, day by day.
I actually didn't have anything for that update either. I just kind of fumbled through it.
So if we're getting this kind of an effort from Steve today, I'm going to rely on you. Maybe that is a poor decision on my behalf, but that's what we are doing. So the phone lines are going to be open for you. And of course, the big story today, Tyreek Hill involved in an investigation by law enforcement and the Kansas Department of Children and Families. Kansas City Star, a source tells them that the incident at Hill's household resulted in his three-year-old son having a broken arm. Tyreek Hill has not been charged. Saying anything other than that, I think, would be irresponsible. But as I pointed out earlier, this is the bed that he and his employer have made. That people are going to jump to conclusions based off of the facts that we already have from the past. So, of course, the natural thing to do, especially here in Kansas City, is to wonder aloud about the culture that continues to exist at Arrowhead. I'm sure someone you've thought it or someone's brought it up to you. What kind of culture, you know, what are they doing over there at Arrowhead? We all know the history over the past half decade, 6 years, 7 years, dating back to Jovan Belcher. We all know with Kareem Hunt, the first go round with Tyreek Hill taking the risk on him. Right, Andy Reid's a second chance coach. I don't know about you, but I know I respect that about him. I think just about anyone deserves a second chance. No, but does he get too much leeway when it comes to his patience, when it comes to his second chances? Because I'm one that normally sits here in these discussions with Ron the Show Hughley, and sometimes when he's with us, Serta, I'm one that often points across the parking lot when I'm chastising the Chiefs in football. I'm one that points across the parking lot to Dayton Moore and the Kansas City Royals. You know, that they are the peerless example of how people should be prioritized over production and how a positive, respectful culture bleeds onto the field and helps mold champions. And I think most of you would agree that the Royals have a rock-solid foundation, a positive, caring, helpful approach to their players and their personnel and their employees, and a great culture. Right? I don't want to speak for everyone, but I have to believe that a majority of you listening right now, you think higher of the Royals organization, of their culture, than you do the Chiefs. Because Dayton Moore is a good man. He has good men and women on his staff that help procure that positive culture, positive members of the Kansas City society. But I don't want to do that comparison game where I'm not saying you, I'm again looking internally. I always try to at times be introspective and have an opinion, argue that opinion, and see if I still feel the same way. And I'll be honest, my first inclination when I see negative stories coming out about the Chiefs is to shake my head, wag my finger at them, and go, why can't you be more like the Royals? But then it dawned on me as I was thinking through this over the weekend. How much would that matter if not for 2015? If Gordo doesn't hit that home run off of Familia in game one, if they don't win that world title, how much does culture really matter? I mean, we all like to sit here and go, oh, man, that's another reason why we love the Royals. Because the Royals, we feel, are a true reflection of Kansas City, the solid Midwestern values and roots. But what's the culture in New England? You know, what's the Patriots' culture? Winning, buying into Belichick's direction and philosophy. And that's about it. I don't hear people bending over backwards to talk about and I'm not saying Bill Belichick isn't a great man, but I don't hear many stories about how, man, that organization, it is a treat to work for the New England Patriots. Just that culture, top to bottom, man, you feel welcome, you feel appreciated. I don't hear many of the same adjectives used for the Patriots that I do the Kansas City Royals. And I wonder if I would hear those same things about the Royals if we would throw bouquets the way of the Kansas City Royals if it wasn't for 2015. Because it does feel like the Royals, they look not only for solid players, but good, decent men. Patriots aren't looking for choir boys. You know, they've had Aaron Hernandez on that team. They've brought in a handful of players with checkered pasts, unstable futures, questionable morals. The Chicago Cubs won a World Series with domestic abusers playing prominent roles in Aroldis Chapman and Addison Russell. So is it, and this is what I keep coming back to, I think we prioritize culture when it suits us. You know, if I could promise you a title, would you care about the avenues in which the Chiefs and or Royals go about getting that title? Do you think it was bittersweet for Cubs fans because Chapman and Russell, in retrospect, we now know are very flawed and maybe bad people? Now, again, this is hard for me to admit because I love what the Royals have built and the foundation that it was built upon, but I seriously question what our sentiment would be, and I'm not saying just fans, I'm including myself, what our sentiment would be in this area had they not won it all in 2015, if it was just two postseason appearances, no title to show for it. And now here we are 2 years into a rebuild, staring down another 100-loss season. Would I be as enthralled in how Dayton Moore? Enthralled in how Dayton Moore is one of the few executives I've ever been around that actually lives his values on a daily basis? Would I fawn over that? Would you care? Would you care that he incorporates those values into the cutthroat business of professional sports? I don't know. I think it's a fair question. So as this Tyreek Hill situation continues to unfold and the facts start to come out, I have to say that prioritizing culture when it comes to the locker room and the organization is really only a talking point when it fits your narrative. Because this is a bottom line business. You're either winning or you're losing. If you win, man, you could preach culture if you're winning. If you're winning, you could say, I don't care about culture. It's about the bottom line. If you're winning, you can say whatever you want. But if you lose, and you lose with class, no one cares. You're still a loser. If you lose with no class, well then, yeah, okay, then that's an embarrassment. But it's a tricky thing, professional sports. And it normally comes back to one thing, and that one thing is, what have you done for me lately? Because come 2021, if the Royals don't have a winner on the field, I find it hard to believe that you and I will take as much pride in the culture that Dayton Morris cultivated as we did when he was winning pennants in 2014 and 2015. This from Rob Domofsky of ESPN. The Kansas City Chiefs are signing corner. We have anything else on a guy that they were almost in last year, ended up signing that one-year deal with the Green Bay Packers.
No numbers yet, but Rob Domofsky did add that the Packers really thought that they could bring him back, but he's going to be a sure.
So he's going to be the replacement for Stevie Nelson? Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Without a doubt, he will be a starting member of that secondary.
And I'm the wrong guy if you're expecting a full breakdown of Bashaud Breeland. I know he sat out or didn't have a contract early on, ended up going with the Green Bay Packers. Sir, do you want to make anything up about Bashaud Breeland? Do you know how he performed last season?
I have no idea how he was with the Packers. I know that when he played for Washington, he was a pretty solid starter, a reasonable player, not a star player, but not a horrible player. So it's an improvement, I would imagine.
Well, and you don't have to pay him whatever the Steelers, I think it was a three-year, $28 million deal for Stevie Nelson. Well, it's year two of the rebuild, rebuilding that defense. And again, Rob Domofsky of ESPN reporting that the Chiefs are signing cornerback Bashaud Breeland. Phone lines are open, 913-576-7610. When we get back, why some people need to be honest about their feelings for Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back. Show and Vern, show on vacation this week. He's with the family down at Royal Spring Training. He'll be back on Monday. Therese Paylor, our guy from Yahoo Sports, source tells him that the Chiefs' signing of cornerback Bashaud Breeland is a one-year deal. Hard to get angry at a one-year deal. I'll sign just about anybody on a one-year deal because you can get out of that real quick. But yeah, cornerback Bashaud Breeland, first reported by Rob Domofsky. Therese Paylor now confirming it. A one-year deal to the Kansas City Chiefs. Text line seems to be on board with it. 910, not a terrible signing. 816, I'd say he's a small step forward from Steve Nelson. I'll take it. Year two of the rebuild, and I saw our guy Seth Kaiser of The Athletic is currently breaking down film of Bashaud Breeland. Seth Kaiser will join us at 1:15 this afternoon. He's a lawyer by day, Chiefs film analyst for The Athletic by night. So we'll get his expert opinion on what we're allowed to even say regarding Tyreek Hill and, of course, get his thoughts on what the tape tells him concerning the newest Chief, Bashaud Breeland. But we got to bring this on the air, Serta. You, over the weekend, stole. You stole from a...
It's not stealing. I would say I got lucky.
No, it's stealing. By the letter of the law, I have to imagine it is stealing. Explain it to the people, and I don't want to steer them one way or the other. Tell the people your story and let them decide if you are indeed a thief. And again, Steve is still hungover from a very busy Sunday night. So again, this is the kind of man that we're dealing with here, Kansas City, a man that knew Vern had to hold down 4 hours by himself and is going to have to do it all week. And he decided to just say to hell with it. Let me have a good time on Sunday and let me leave Vern hanging out to dry. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm going to take a hard nap today.
Good for you.
So I went to Chipotle to get a burrito, a nice, delicious burrito. And I couldn't decide what to get, but I decided to go with steak. So I go through my order or whatever, and they put my burrito together. Then I get up to the register, and the girl that rolled my burrito, which was clearly it was a steak burrito, she then says chicken and writes like C on the burrito.
Sure.
And I just didn't correct her because the chicken's cheaper than the steak. So the way I look at it, I got the burrito at a discount. It's like using a coupon and it was her fault, not mine. So I didn't say anything, naturally.
When you say that story, there's only one name that comes to mind for me, Steve. Sean Levine, the sports machine.
Off the rundown.
Off the rundown. Even without show here, it's still brought to you by absolutely no one. It could be sponsored by someone if they'd be willing to step up. But Sean Levine, the sports machine, I've heard him on countless occasions talk about going to a restaurant saying, I'll just take the water and then filling up on soda. Serta, you're almost 30, for God's sakes. How much more expensive is steak than chicken? What are we talking here?
Tops like a dollar.
Well, then just pay what you ordered for.
I was fully prepared to pay for the steak burrito.
It's not my fault that that girl did not know the difference between steak and chicken.
Why can't you correct her and be a good person? That's what I don't understand. I used to do stuff like that when I was a younger man, but now there's just no point.
Because
you brought it up, so it's been weighing on you.
Well, no, I just wanted to know if I was the bad person in that situation because I was curious if other people would do the same thing as me or if just in that particular circumstance, I really was showing what a bad person I am.
From the 816, Serta, a better man would have said something. Come on, man. It's a dollar difference. From the 816, that's 100% on the person at Chipotle. Steve is not in the wrong here. From the 910, Serta is a savage. Listener number 34 says Serta is a thief. From the 913, guys, I do that all the time.
I mean, I'm going to keep throwing the people at Chipotle under the bus. I don't think I deserve any blame for this.
From the 913, Serta is a thief, a liar, a slacker, and untrustworthy. He's proven this on the air multiple times. Vern, send him home. I can't send him home.
I mean, that'd be fine with me. I would happily go home and go to sleep right now.
From the 785, I take any free crap I can get from those greedy bastards at Chipotle.
What?
It's the price. Don't go there if you're unhappy with the price.
Yeah, I mean, I was fully prepared to pay for whatever I ordered. I just got it at a discount. I didn't say anything.
From the 816, it's not even a dollar, Steve. It's like 70 cents.
It's, yeah, but see, the way my mind works is the steak burrito's over $8. The chicken burrito's under $8. So that means it's $7.
How about this from listener three? He says, Vern, you sound over professional and uptight without Ron the Show Hughley there. That might be true. I might be trying to clean it up a little bit. Shows one to tell you that he is the clear leader of the program, but let me explain this to you real quick. I got 4 hours to myself. Came in fully expecting Steve Serta to be a integral part of today's program, and then of course, you've heard the condition that he showed up in.
I will be top notch tomorrow.
Listener number 14 says, "Don't worry, Steve. I've done that same thing many times." From the 816, I bet if the lady at Chipotle overcharged him, he would have said something.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, all right.
If I actually got chicken and she charged me steak, of course I'm going to say something.
It's pretty obvious on the text line, Steve, that you are in the wrong and you are a thief, a liar, and a drunk. Again, the news just coming down from Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports. The Chiefs have signed cornerback Breshad Breeland to a one-year deal. Breshad spent last season with Green Bay, and I have to assume this is the replacement for Steve Nelson. But this can't be it. There is no way on God's green earth this is it. You know that. I know that because you and I, what do? We listen to Brett Veach. We trust. Okay, maybe we don't trust, but we at least acknowledge what Brett Veach was saying all last week. when Brett Veach was really showcasing his hog and letting you know, don't worry, everyone. There's still plenty of time in this offseason. So that made me think he's got something up his sleeve. There's something big coming. Prepare for the splash, because something grand is coming to Kansas City. I know it's not just Breshad Breeland, because I listened to Brett Veach last week.
And I think one thing to remember, too, is everyone, and rightfully so, because it is an exciting time here, the first week of free agency and the start of the new year. But it's a long way until the opening kickoff in September. And there are things, there's certainly a lot of headlines this week. And listen, we're going to be able to add two guys here very soon. But it never ends. I mean, there's a window coming up before the draft that things happen. And then there's the draft, and there are moves made during the draft. And then after the draft, I mean, shoot, Chicago signed Khalil Mack, I think, late August.
Exactly. Khalil Mack deal didn't go down until late August. And, guys, it's March. So we still got more than 5 months before that big splash, that one that's going to make people like me forget about D. Ford. If some of you are out there and you were upset by the release of Justin Houston or Eric Berry, I don't share that thought. But don't worry. Brett Veach will make you forget about Eric Berry. He'll make you forget about Justin Houston. He will make all of these questionable decisions, or the questionable decision of trading D. Ford away, he'll make it palatable, because there is a big splash coming. That's all I'm led to believe, because he again, remember, he doubled down on it. He wasn't done. He said something big is coming, and I know he wasn't talking about today's news of Breshad Breeland. He couldn't have been.
We're not done. This was one part. One part was to get flexibility and get ammunition to do things that we want to do. And again, keep going back to a long time before the season gets out here. It's one thing if the season was kicking off Sunday. That's a very valid question. You know, pass rush and some more defensive help, corners, this and that. And again, if the season started Sunday, that would be one thing. But you talk about September, talk about a big window here before the draft, after the draft, and even, you know, during start of training camp, there are things that can happen. So none of those things, though, and moves cannot be made unless you have faith and draft capital. And, you know, that's kind of the position we're in now.
And they still have both. They still have plenty of room under the cap. They still have flexibility. They have draft capital. I see Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. He tweets, it's a one-year deal, indeed, like Therese reported, a one-year deal. Breshad Breeland is a Kansas City Chief. It's an incentive-laden deal that can be worth a max value of $5 million, according to Ian Rappaport. So, again, how do you get mad at an incentive-laden one-year deal? If you could sign every player to an incentive-laden one-year deal, you would do it. And as they continue this rebuild of the defense, year two of what Therese Paylor told us was going to be a two-year rebuild of this defense, I'm fine with it. I still am searching for a way in which the 31st-ranked defense in 2018, a defense that cost you an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl, I'm still searching for a reason to believe that that defense has improved. Has nothing to do with Eric Berry, but you lose D. Ford, you lose Steve Nelson, and you lose Justin Houston, and you bring in Breshad Breeland, Alex Okafor, and Tyrann Mathieu, and a change at defensive coordinator. To me, it's a push at best. But I don't think that defense, I don't think the season ends any differently this upcoming year. I don't think the rebuild is anywhere near done. So I just have to take Brett Veach at his word. And like he said, the season doesn't start on Sunday. There's plenty of time to make a big move. And I'm expecting a big one. I'm expecting a splash. I can't wait to see it. Hey, no soapbox here on Tyreek Hill and the news over the weekend. Just the cold, hard facts of the business of football. We get to them next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Protein Housey with the purpose. Text line 69306 from the 816. Guys, why do I feel like this is going to be a week of top 10 shows? I have no idea. It's off to a terrible start. Ron the Show Hughley is on vacation, so obviously big shoes to fill. Really hope my buddy Steve Serta was going to pick me up, and he showed up hungover. Protein Housey with the purpose. Text line 69306. Listener 33 says, Serta, that girl had the hots for you at Chipotle.
Hey, maybe she did. I don't think that's the case, though. I think she just made a mistake. And I chose not to say anything about it. Also, I don't even want to say I'm grinding because I know that I'm giving very minimal effort today.
Yeah.
But I'm still blaming it all on Pete Sweeney, and I am still putting this all on him.
Taking no responsibility whatsoever. From the 913, sounds like Vern is calling Serta selfish for getting tanked on St. Patrick's Day. I bet your show would have been okay with it because Serta's Irish, isn't he?
No, not really.
I don't think he is. I don't think Serta is Irish.
I'm pretty Mexican.
What does that mean? What does pretty Mexican mean? I don't feel like we should dive into it and figure out what it means. I feel like we should just power through and not acknowledge that. Again, Brashad Breeland, a one-year deal, an incentive-laden deal. He is a Kansas City Chief. Yes, that guy that we thought was going to be a Chief last year, but instead it was Orlando Scandrick. We got him this year. Brashad Breeland. A one-year incentive-laden deal with your Kansas City Chiefs. As I pointed out earlier, jumping to conclusions on this Tyreek Hill story, him being involved in an investigation by law enforcement in the Kansas Department of Children and Families. Again, not charged with anything. But like I said, jumping to conclusions, in my opinion, is a product of his previous heinous act. It's a product of the line of work and the employer that he chose. So I'm not going to come down too hard on anyone that's jumping to a conclusion. I'm going to try my best not to. But I have seen a lot of fans and media make the point that if these allegations do come back true and Tyreek Hill is the culprit, well, then the Chiefs have to release him. Seen a lot of that. Understand where that comes from. I understand where it comes from. I don't agree with it, though. Now, hear me out. First of all, I don't think you can use Kareem Hunt as an example as to why they need to release him or why they certainly will release him. I saw a lot of that. A lot of people very confident that if Tyreek Hill did something nefarious here, that he will be gone. I don't know about that. Because let's not forget why they released Kareem Hunt. Let's not forget the wiggle room they allowed themselves with Kareem Hunt. Again, the statement from the Chiefs when they released Kareem Hunt was, and I quote, as part of our internal discussions with Kareem, several members of our management team spoke directly to him. Kareem was not truthful in those discussions. The video released today confirms that fact. We are releasing Kareem immediately, end quote. And when we heard from Clark Hunt afterward, it was more about he lied to us. So it wasn't so much the act, the violence. It was that he wasn't truthful with them. Because, I mean, you guys know Andy Reid. You guys know what the NFL is. Maybe they would have worked with him, given him another chance, gotten him the help that he needs, but keep him within the Kansas City Chiefs family. But the lying was what was too much for Andy Reid and this Chiefs organization. You know, the old, we can't help you if we don't trust you, which I can understand. I think the act itself could warrant a release, but if they wanted to allow themselves that wiggle room of the reason why he's released and we're not going to help him anymore is because he was lying to us. I'm sure you can understand it to a certain extent. Now, with Tyreek Hill, I don't know what he has told the Chiefs. Because, again, he hasn't been charged with anything. And from what you and I know, he hasn't done anything wrong. And you got to say that. I know you can jump to a conclusion. But what we know right now is that he hasn't been charged and he didn't do anything wrong. So I'm not going to sit here and wag my finger at him. But to say that if he did do something wrong, that it's a must that he's released, I'm sorry. Maybe I wouldn't have said this a few years ago, but I disagree that he must be released. If he's open and forthright with them, they could still help him, get him the help. It certainly wouldn't be the wise business move, now would it? Again, I'm not saying that everyone has to agree. I'm just asking you, hear me out. You got one of the five best wide receivers in the league. A guy that turned 25 less than 3 weeks ago. A guy that you're going to pay about $2 million next year. And if it wasn't for your quarterback, a guy that would be on one of the best deals in all of the NFL. So business-wise, it doesn't make sense to release him. And again, like we talked about earlier, miss me with the idea that fans will be in an uproar. Come on now. We discussed how much culture really doesn't matter. And the only time you really throw bouquets the way of an organization about their culture is when they're winning. You don't chastise the Patriots because of a poor culture. No, they win, so who cares? Right, let Tyreek return a punt to the house. Let him throw up the deuces after an 80-yard bomb from Mahomes. Let the Chiefs jump out to another 5-0 start. And sure, you'll still hear a few peeps, but not as loud as they were about the peaceful protest of Marcus Peters. Go ahead. I don't think that the anger, if Tyreek Hill is out there bawling, will match the anger that we still heard regarding Marcus Peters. It's crazy to say, but I feel like it's true. A lot of fans will be so enthralled with the possibilities of a Super Bowl parade, they'll look past it. So business-wise, it doesn't make sense. It's my opinion that the fan pressure will not be as suffocating as some would like to believe. The on-the-field product likely won't warrant a move. And it's not as if the Chiefs will look hypocritical since they left themselves that wiggle room in the release of Kareem Hunt. So look, this isn't something that I say proudly. This is said with the sad realization of just how important football is in today's society. Not just here in Kansas City, but nationwide. I don't like that it's true, but it is, and I'm no better. I'm just like you. I sit here, I throw stones at the NFL. I'll judge Tyreek Hill. I judged Kareem Hunt. I'm not a perfect man, but I'm going to sit here and I'm going to judge them. And yet, each and every Sunday in the fall, I'll be watching the Cleveland Browns. I'll watch the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm watching the NFL Thursday nights, Sunday afternoons, Mondays. You know the drill. I don't miss any of it. So I can search out a soapbox and say, if Tyreek Hill, if this turns out to be, if you're involved in this, you're gone. But from what I've been told, as long as he's forthright and upfront with the organization, it really doesn't benefit them to release him. I might complain. Like you, like people that you work with, you might hear him whine about Tyreek Hill and, oh my God, I can't believe this guy is a representation of Kansas City. I might complain, and you better throw this right back in my face because it's going to be all for naught, because come Sunday, if he can help the team win, we're all going to be about it. We're football addicts. Football addicts in Kansas City, and the addiction is serviced by the Chiefs. And Tyreek Hill playing for the Chiefs, it's not going to make me dope sick. No, it'll just keep me coming back for more because we're addicted to football. So a lot of people saying, hey, Tyreek Hill, if this comes back true, you got to be gone. I don't think they're thinking it through. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Phone lines are open, 913-576-7610. Take your thoughts on it as well. So we'll get your thoughts in on that. And also, we got to talk about what went down this weekend. We got to talk about some of these fans that came through Kansas City this weekend.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back. Show and Vern, show on vacation. He is at Royal Spring Training with the family. So he'll be back on Monday. Has he sent? No. No, he sent a pair of selfies, one next to the pool, the other one on the blue bus at KCI. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Vern, I'm calling. How come no one is answering from the 913? Well, if you're just joining us, seeing that show is on vacation, Serta knew that I would be relying on him more, and yet he got completely destroyed on St. Patrick's Day and is, I don't know if he's refusing to lend a voice to this show, but he is really leaving Vern out to dry, and now I've seen is not even answering the phones. People are calling, trying to get in on the discussion, as I have given the phone number out countless times, and oh, Steve no. just refused to answer the phone.
Yeah, today's not a phone day.
No, you don't get to decide that. I wanted another voice on the show. You obviously are giving me nothing. He says it's not a phone day. Oh,
when I'm when I'm steering the ship back here, I decide when we have phone days.
All right. I'll tell you what, if you weren't, what'd you say? No, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it in case I say it wrong about your heritage.
I'm pretty Mexican.
Pretty Mexican, yeah. If you weren't that, I might have an issue with the way you're acting today. You gotta be kidding me. Pete Sweeney's music, of course.
Hello? Hello? Wait, am I on?
What are we doing?
Am I on here?
Hi, Pete.
Oh, I'm on. Sorry. Steve. I was with Steve yesterday, and he kept buying shots for St. Patty's Day all day long. I'm a little slow right now.
I didn't invite you on. I don't care. I don't need to hear any of this.
I heard that you were looking for another voice on the program. So what's going on? What do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk to you. You sound just as rough as Steve.
Me and Pete got drunk yesterday.
Okay, good. Okay.
Happy St. Patty's Day belated, Vern.
Yeah, right back at you, Pete.
Kegs and eggs.
See, I understand what's involved in St. Patrick's Day. Why are you here right now? You have nothing to add. So you're just basically new Steve.
Shot Steve is what we were calling him yesterday.
You know, Steve's blaming you for his awful, awful effort so far in this program.
It was hard to wake up this morning. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if St. Patty's Day should be ever on a Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
No, that's not that's a discussion what, we're having.
That's what's really at fault here.
Good Lord. Should St. Patrick's Day be on a Sunday? Text line 69306.
Here's the fault percentage. I give it the Sunday St. Patty's Day about 30%. Shot Steve, like 50 or 60%. And whatever the difference is of that, that's my percentage.
Don't you have work you should be doing? Rashad Breeland just signed with the Chiefs. Is that even up on arrowheadpride.com?
We'll get it up.
Come on. That's the same porous attitude that Steve has. What do you mean we'll get it
that's,
up?
That's how everybody is Come today. On. Except for
Somebody
you.
Somebody earned their paycheck today. Good God. It'll be up. Unbelievable.
You want me to come in there and hang out with
No,
you?
I don't. I don't. Sober up. Drink some water. Have a Gatorade.
Want McDonald's?
I mean, I'll take something if you're going to be in studio. But
luckily, Pete's got a team of people who are working very diligently at Arrowhead Pride right now.
So that's what kind of boss Pete is? Just gets hammered, and then it's, hey, Matt Lane or Allie Troost, how about you go out there and you take care of it?
The plan wasn't to get as bad as I think I ended up, but that was because of Shot Steve.
And enough with the nickname. All right, Pete. Get Pete out of here. He just has nicknames now. Shot Steve. No, he's just Steve today. What was the point of that? Normally, Pete has something that he wants to say. Is he in bed, bored, and went, you know what? I'm going on the air. Why do you allow this to happen, Steve?
I didn't put him on the air. Pete has some type of back door that I can't control. Yeah, well. Also, we had a good time yesterday.
Well, good for you guys. You had a good weekend, though. You're out at the Big 12 tournament, right? Show coaxed you into...
Yes, he talked me into going to the championship game with him.
He didn't really talk you. He told you to go, and you said, yes, sir, and did exactly what he told you to do.
Yeah, pretty much, because he talked me out of going to the dinosaur exhibit because he said that was creepy. So then I went to the game with him instead.
The dinosaur exhibit? I wanted to check that out. What's wrong with that?
He said it would be creepy if I went there by myself. A fully grown adult man, because there's a lot of children running around.
I pumped the brakes on the fully grown. You lied and stole from Chipotle to save 70 cents. I don't know about a fully grown man worried about 70 cents.
I was bored. I was going to go to the dinosaur exhibit at Union Station.
Sure.
But Cho said that would be weird. So he was like, come to the Big 12 championship game with me. So then I went to the Big 12 championship game instead.
I'll tell you this. It would not have been weird, right? It's educational. Isn't it? Most of those things at Union Station are quite educational, so I don't think it would have been creepy. Show was lying to you just so he could have a buddy to go to the game with. So go to that. No, that seems like it'd be really cool. Just don't like mouth breathe and get really close to the kids if you're at Union Station. Just be careful with what you call them. Don't touch any of them. But I think you know. You know how to act around kids, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. How was the atmosphere at Sprint Center? I didn't go out there at all.
It's been a while since I've done that. Since I've actually, because we were sitting, you know, we have the media seats like on the court level. And normally, you know, when I go to games and stuff, I'm up in the press box. I'm not really around fans. And so, you know, we had fans right behind us because our backs are, you know, right up against the fans. And, of course, there was a KU fan right behind us who was screaming, just spitting on us. Every call was
spitting on you.
Just they were screaming so much that spit was flying out of their mouth. They weren't intentionally, like, spitting on us.
Like, hey, you're showing Vern.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, I kind of forgot how fans are. I kind of forgot how much fans suck sometimes. Because I hadn't been around it, and I've done that before.
Yeah, don't act like you're better than that.
Yeah, everybody's been that guy at a sporting event.
You're still
at
that guy
one time in their life.
People should hear the way that you talk about Dave Gettleman during commercial breaks.
Well, that's because
you
Dave
would spit
Gettleman
on him
is a joke.
Okay, so
and I would. He right. thinks Eli Manning not being
so
a capable starter is a crock.
So
I think you running an NFL team into the ground. Is a crock.
Don't sit there and judge other people. You get just as low down and dirty as a fan as that guy behind you that was spitting on you. And with your effort today and allowing Pete to come on the air, you kind of deserve someone spitting on you. Let's get to some college basketball. Speaking of the Big 12 tournament, why Bruce Weber should be smiling all week long.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.